I'm not one who's afraid to speak the truth.
Amen.
And I know when I realize that a lot of you get angry and upset with me sometimes because I do speak the truth. Not from my views, but from the scriptures. But on last Sunday, I was told something that really pricked my spirit. And God said, you have to heal this. I was told that a lot of our young people, those other churches, because we are not engaging them in youth programs here at their
Amen. Come on, I'll tell the truth.
I think I need to say that. It's not that we are not trying to get all of our youth here in this church to actively be involved. Now, yeah, I remember we had a great youth program. But a youth department is more than sweetheart dancing. More than liturgical dancing. It's more than community involvement. That's important. All of those things are great activities for our youth, but ain't no salvation in that. I knew I wasn't going to get a lot of amen. There must be some spiritual enhancement, spiritual training, spiritual involvement in order to raise the children the right way. And we have to do that together. They have got to know and understand, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have eternal life. They got to believe in your heart that he lived, he died, and he rose again, and he is ascended to the Father and is at the right hand pleading for you. That has to be taught. They have to train up a child. Child in the way he should go, and when his responsibilities to stay in it comes, he will do so. Hear me, parents. Hear me well. That has to be taught and emphasized and embedded in the hearts of all of our young people. Because the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. Y'all ain't listening to it. Can I get a witness in here? And it can't be done on a computer. It can't be done on a cell phone. And it can't be done at home, especially when you don't come. Listen, in order for the church to have an effective, vibrant youth department, the first thing has to be done is to bring your children to the church. So Proverbs gives us a formula for training our children God's way. And this generation today is being exposed to things that neither you nor I have ever seen or have been exposed to in our lifetime. They are seeing things that we would never imagine. They are hearing things even from our local officials, state officials, as well as our national officials, who are saying and doing things, everything under the sun. But yet, when we bring them to church, you expect us to go for that immoral stuff. No, sir. There's been a time when church and Sunday was separated from the business world. Now you got everything under the aren't you?
Amen. Amen.
But hear me now. Your children is a reflection of your parenting. Of the Holy Spirit. They have a real problem getting accepted by their friends rather than getting a blessing from their parents. They have more knowledge than maturity. Yeah. Right now, what is wrong, they think is right. They are fueled with decisions made by parents' failures. In other words, the parents have failed to be parents. Let me go back. And I know you say that's old school. But you see how many people sit up in here with gray hair? This is called knowledge. It's called wisdom. In order for you to get that, you got to go through some stuff in order to tell somebody some stuff. And I guarantee you, everybody in this church of over 50 years old, you were made. For the present, you're training and preparing that child for their future responsibilities. I wish I had some help. I don't want to talk to them anymore, but I'm telling you. You are training that child for adulthood. Listen, you just don't release a child in your house and say they do whatever you want. You give them restrictions. You give them parameters. And just like the parents, and just like the parents give the children restrictions and parameters, your Heavenly Father gives you the same thing. Restrictions and limitations. And if you don't learn to live in those parameters as a child, you won't be able to do it as an adult.
Amen.
And the reason why some of y'all lines are all jacked up and tore up from the floor and all out of control is because you were never taught to live in the parameters and limitations of your restrictions. You always had your way. And when those restrictions that God has given has been violated, that's when God the Father disciplined his children. You don't have to say amen. I'm going to preach on it. And building in a child's life, the Bible said that you should train up the child. Why is that, Pastor? Because foolishness, over there in the 15th verse, foolishness is bound up in their hearts. You don't have to give it to them. Talk about foolishness now. They didn't have to go out looking for it. Somehow, it just binds up in their heart. But the Bible says, even though it's in their heart, the word says you can get it out because the rod of correction will drive it away and replace it with wisdom. I didn't say that. Read your Bible. If you want to know, I ain't talking about all you young parents. I think I need to talk to you. Listen. Buy you a Bible. This book right here. Don't waste your money on 12 ways to raise well-rounded children to learn how to raise your children. And let me say this because I need to say this because some of us do that. We believe in going researching our children. We want